Better wine at lower prices. That's the good news for wine drinkers in the United States as California wine growers bring in a bumper crop. But it's not all good news for the wine industry, which during the 1990s planted more grapes to meet the demand of baby boomers. Production has jumped by more than 50% since 1995. So today, the industry is facing a surplus of grapes and lower prices. NPR's John McChesney reports.
You can see the results of the wine boom from atop a steep oak-crested hill overlooking the Russian River Valley north of San Francisco. Here, the vineyards spread out into the flats and up into the hills, covering nearly every piece of land that can be planted with grapes. The wine harvest in California is nearly over, but they're still harvesting Zinfandel out here. Nearly 50 pickers are working the rows, deftly wielding a short curved knife and dropping the purple bunches into plastic bins. They shout encouragement and jokes to each other as they work. Steve Dutton supervises this vineyard. He says growers around the area have been thinning their grapes over the summer, cutting clusters from their vines. They've been doing this primarily for economic reasons, to reduce supply so that prices would not fall too far. But the thinning has a beneficial effect as well.
Well, you know, it reduces the yield on each vine, and then, by doing that, it ups the intensity of the berries and the fruit on each vine. Consumers are going to get better quality wine this year from the 2002 season.
In other words, the thinned vine can put all its fruiting energies into the remaining clusters of grapes. But the wine industry doesn't like to call this a grape glut. Karen Ross of the Association of California Wine Growers calls it an oversupply.
That's happening at the same time of the general slowdown in the economy, which has certainly put a damper on our exuberant wine sales from the last couple of years. And at the same time, we have a lot of new and very vigorous competition from wine-producing countries around the world.
Wines from South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, and Europe now account for nearly 24% of the American market, and there are some really good wines coming in at very low prices. On top of that, tons of grapes from new American vineyards. Chardonnay that sold for $2,000 a ton last year is going for $500 a ton this year. Most growers in California's best-known wine country, the Napa and Sonoma region, will probably weather this glut. But the growers who are really feeling the pain are those in California's hot Central Valley, which produces most of the grapes normally used for less expensive wines. Out in the valley last year, 20,000 acres of vineyards were pulled up. And next year, it's expected that even more will be yanked as growers search for a more lucrative crop. At the Deloach Winery near the Russian River, Zinfandel grapes are being unloaded. Winemaker Dan Cedarquist plucks a bunch out of a bin.
That's a beautiful cluster. Good black color. Feel that. Feel how nice and soft that is. It's not a very tight, hard cluster. There's some a lot of nice ripeness in there.
A bin full of grapes is dumped into the crusher, which roars into gear, and a purple stream of juice and skins heads for the fermenter. Judd Wallenbach is in charge of marketing for Deloach, which bottled over 280,000 cases of wine last year.
It's just a good situation for the consumer in general, because there's actually a worldwide supply that's pretty strong of grapes. First time I've seen this in 20-some-odd years, where everybody has a lot of grapes. But our result is that we end up being able to be a lot more selective on our grapes. You know, we have a certain amount of size that we're trying to achieve, but we have more grapes than we need for that, so we get to actually even be more and more selective. Back in the mid-90s, everybody was short of grapes.
There's even better news for consumers. Deloach's pickiness means that the better grapes that the high-end wineries don't choose are moved down into the less expensive wines. Rich Cartier publishes the Wine Market Report.
Say that you're used to spending $7 for a bottle of wine. The wine that you're now going to get for $7 is probably twice as good as the wine that you used to get for $7.
But Cartier says he expects high-end wineries to make only modest price reductions as they try to hang on to the good old days of the 90s. There are reports that some wineries are holding back expensive wines in warehouses rather than dropping their prices because they fear their brand will be cheapened or that their consumers will come to expect the lower price even after the glut is over. Wine industry analysts say it could take 5 years to work through the current flood of grapes and wine. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.